Good morning.
Why have you introduced this policy?
Well, it's pretty clear that the vast majority of New Zealanders are pretty upset that companies are able to take a resource out of the ground for free and then make a significant profit over it. I mean, we don't do that with oil, we don't do that with gravel, funnily enough, but we do allow them to do that with water.
What exactly are you putting the 10 cents per litre levy on?
So that's going on bottled water, so it doesn't include other drinks. This is, I mean, I've got to recognise, right, this is just the very thin end of the wedge, that there is a really significant issue to do with commercial water pricing. But what we've said is that we intend to fix that in government, but immediately we want to introduce this on bottled water.
Your intention, though, is to levy all commercial water?
Ultimately, what we've said is that because it's a very complex issue, that we want to set up a round of consultation with farmers, with iwi, with the public, with other commercial users of water, and to say if this was to happen, what would be the most effective way of doing it.
So you would tax soft drink companies and breweries, anybody who uses water, farmers, anybody that uses water?
Yeah, I think ultimately, I mean, if you look at it, you know, water is actually a precious resource. I know it's renewable, but if you take bottled water, for example, that is actually taking the most rare and most precious water from the deep aquifers. And that is, you know, that only replenishes about every 80 to 100 years.
Bottled water is 8.7 million litres. Annual fresh water is running around 500 trillion litres. It's hardly any. It's tiny.
It is tiny, and that's why we've said that in government we'll set up a commission to look at how we price the commercial use of water. But New Zealanders have said very strongly, I think 87% in that News Hub poll said that they really feel very strongly that companies shouldn't be able to take a resource out of the ground for free, put it in a plastic bottle and then export it.
But they're doing that for soft drinks and other things, aren't they?
Yeah, but I guess the argument there is that at this point they're adding value to that. They're actually changing the nature of the resource. But we have said that, you know, this is interim, and that in government we want to set this system up so that it does apply to other forms of drinks.
Well, at the end of the day, James, the consumer will pay, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, in the case of bottled water, there is a really significant profit margin there. So we suspect that actually companies won't pass that along to consumers, that they'll actually absorb the price of that.
See, themselves. who owns the water?
Well, this is the phrase that the government has used to kick the problem down the track, and I think they've been really irresponsible by avoiding this question. So we don't believe that it is an issue of ownership. It is an issue of rights and responsibilities, and that is a conversation that we have not yet had in this country. And you cannot fix what is wrong with our water system in New Zealand without getting into that issue of rights and responsibilities.
Right, you want to give half the levies to local Māori, right? Do you believe that they own the water?
No, we don't actually, but we do believe that they do have rights, which are actually in the article in Article 2 of the Treaty of Waitangi that haven't been addressed yet. And so what we're saying is that they do have a reasonable claim on some of the revenue that comes from the use of that water, which they can also use to protect their own water supplies.
This has got litigation all over it, hasn't it, James? I mean, nobody actually owns the water. That's the problem with your policy.
I don't believe so. So I think that, there are plenty of other countries in the world that levy the use of water. What we're saying is that here in New Zealand, we've had a historical situation that's arisen where, you know, people have basically claimed the use of that water. It is currently under pressure because our population is expanding and the economy is expanding. And so we're saying it is now time to take a fresh look at how we manage that resource.